Blog Talk Radio.
Say boops upside your head. 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 Say boops upside your head.
Oh, my neck!
How does it feel now?
All right.
That's good. Come on, what's the matter with you, nuts?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Pick me a town in any clime where people like a rockin' time and stay awake both day and night till everybody's feeling good and right. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Pitch me smack dab in the middle. Tell me smack dab in the middle. Let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. 10 Cadillacs and a diamond mill. 10 suits of clothes to dress to kill. A 10-room house and some barbecue. 50 chicks not over 22. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Chunk me smack dab in the middle. Hurl me smack dab in the middle. Let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul. A lot of bread and gangs of meat, oodles of butter and something sweet, with gallons of coffee to wash it down, bicarbonate soda by the pound. Then throw me smack dab in the middle. Chunk me smack dab in the middle. Dump me smack dab in the middle. Let me rock and roll to satisfy my soul.
Got it all sold up.
And then there's Maude.
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 And then there's Lord. That uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing. Right on, Lord.
Dig.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to the Possum Hour. No, just Possum Hour. Hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise. May Possum Hour set you upon that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of slipshod construction and lax regulations. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Easy for you to say. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer-Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest and fake radio entertainment. Mondays at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. You're listening to us now. Diddy Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley as he explores the fascinating world of chunks. This Wednesday at 3:45, join Flip Chindribble with his guest, Fest Blisterfuss, president of the Ennui Fan Club. They like to say ennui a lot. And Thursday, Chunk Bluster shares his dental records. We'll miss that. Friday, of course, it's what us once again on Friday Night Possum. But I actually think I'm working this. Indeed? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll do one. Who knows? You know, enthusiastic I get the... Anyways, it's week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. And the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Pat, where have you been? I've been worried.
I've been to the police.
The police?
No money, no traveler's checks, even my credit cards and identification, they're all gone.
When did this happen?
Well, you know, after I left...
Lots of things can go wrong on a vacation. That's why only American Express introduces extra protection, like helping cancel your credit cards if they're lost with your traveler's checks. Ask for American Express. Now they protect more than just your money. Now they help protect your vacation.
Hello?
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot to look, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. A distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. Then I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. Brother, if I stepped on a worn-out dime, I bet a nickel I could could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
It's fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
All right, man.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
I love the I love the fact that you write those little tongue twisters for yourself, Deborah. They're previews of what's coming. You're testing yourself for something?
Yeah, it's kind of, it's like my drunk test at the beginning. If I had too many beers to do this, I could say chunk bluster and flip chin dribble, a mokey doke. Fest blister fuss. That was a toughie, man. I imagine so.
Yeah.
I wrote that one a couple days ago. So that was the first I'd said it out loud. Fest blister fuss.
Very good, sir. Very.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I mean, I'm
never get
my
out
faculty.
Of alive.
My faculties are eroding at an accelerated rate, as with my hair falling out of my head. But I'm trying my. My damn best, okay? That's all I can do.
There you go. There you have it.
So how was your weekend, man?
All right. Not a bad weekend. Not doing much. Cold. This weather's
fucked up, man.
Hot and cold.
Well, I went to Cleveland, and they forgot it was spring up there.
Yeah?
Man, I had a dadgum, well, there was some snow on the way up, but a dadgum snow storm on the way home.
Oh, no shit.
But it was nice, man. I got to see number one son up there and visit with him
cool.
and his little lady. And I think I can say it publicly. They're going to, what do you call it, tie the knot.
Okay. Congratulations to them both.
Next month. And in May. In May. Yeah.
Okay. I don't forget
I'm really
Pauly.
Happy. And Pauly, yeah.
There you go.
I don't know if Paulie's going to be there, but...
Happy family. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, you saw that
anyway. Well, yeah, but I mean, they're just nice together.
She's nice together.
Oh, yeah. She's a sweetheart.
Good.
It was nice seeing them. But, man, fuck Cleveland, man. Sorry. Jeez. Why would you want to live there?
You didn't run into this ex, did you?
New.
Okay.
But man, I gotta wash the truck now, man.
Okay.
We've been through the war.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, I didn't blow up anything new. I was so tired after I got home. That's a 2.5 hour drive, man.
No shit.
Yeah. Kind of a drag. So I've just been like. Sleeping for the most part, man.
Did you drive by Hamel Nuclear Equipment or something like that factory?
Not that I noticed, no.
Oh, a couple of times when I went to Cleveland, I couldn't help noticing that building. Nuclear something. I didn't know what it is, but it's
going
the same way.
Up in Cleveland, I was mostly on the highway.
Okay.
Going across town, I didn't really get into Cleveland much. It's, you know,
okay.
Per se, as they say. So anyways, at the gig I took up there, they played this song, and it's like, I was thinking to myself, my God, this should never be played again. It really shouldn't. You know?
And it's a rerun on this show.
It's a rerun. We've blown this up like four times, man. I keep trying, but it keeps coming back, man, and
it's
haunting
going down.
Haunting and singing. Yeah. So, you know her, you love her. You can't live without her. The Miley Cyrus.
Gotcha.
And the big hit that everybody loves around the world. It's Party in the USA. Followed by some badass Ukrainian fucking rock and roll.
There you go.
Hit it!
Oh, shit! Oh, fuck! Dang it!
I hopped up the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan.
Oh, fuck! Dang it!
The end of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in?
Yes!
Just in the
yes!
Cab, here I am for the first time.
Yes!
Am I right? And I see yes! The
feel for you. Mute yourself. Come home, Commodore.
I did.
Okay. Was that our boys? That was our Ukraine boys?
Yeah. That was okay, the Hot Doggers.
Oh, the Hot Doggers. That's a new one. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Oh, man, they wanted to blow up Will Smith, man. That would have been a good idea.
Yeah, what a jackass.
Oh, man.
He just wants to be a vessel of love. That's all. A vessel for love. That's all. He wants to be God's light.
He really looked like an asshole, man.
Oh, yeah. And that apology thing after he won was really completely embarrassing. What a dick.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess he formally apologized today to Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, what if it was The Rock that made that joke?
Yeah.
You think you'd have gone up there and punched him? You know?
No way in hell.
You're picking on a little guy, man. I don't like that.
And during the acceptance speech, he said his mother's in Philadelphia at a knitting club watching this and everything. Why the, he's a billionaire. Why the fuck is his mother still living in the streets of Philadelphia? Huh? What a dick.
Well, he still hasn't forgiven her for sending him out to Bel Air.
Yeah.
Years ago.
To live with the aunt and uncle. The aunt.
I think like, when he left the stage, Chris Rock should have said, well, thank God I didn't say anything about her saggy tits.
Did you hear what he did say afterwards?
I don't think
I was just punched out by Muhammad Ali and it didn't even leave a mark.
He handled that with aplomb.
Yeah, he did. But he's a good guy, Chris Rock.
I like Chris Rock.
Too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's a smart guy.
Never cared for Will Smith at all.
No, me neither. Me neither. I'm totally on Camp Chris Rock.
Camp
man.
Rock.
But boy, he
Team
was...
Rock.
He's a cool cucumber, boy.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to...
That joke wasn't that bad. That wasn't all
yeah,
bad.
You know,
oh, was it? Compared to the old movie.
Bogey was saying he thinks the old lady, you know, he thought it was funny, and then the old lady gave him the stink eye, and that's why he did that.
Oh, that's what it looked like, because he was laughing.
You know,
he was doing the polite laugh, and she
yeah.
was angry. She had that,
she gave,
yeah.
Yeah. She was like, nothing for you to after the show.
Exactly.
Mr. Award winner and this map is here, man. So.
He's got hell at home unless he smacks the little that little guy.
He thought he was at that face slapping contest at the Arnold Classic. He gave him a good, that was a good belt though, man.
That was. That was.
Ain't no,
he made it count. Made it count.
Rock ain't no cream puff, man. He took a nice shot to the jibs.
Uh-huh. And kept
him
cool about it.
Didn't start crying.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Ay, ay, ay. All righty. Well, that was a weird thing.
He's a weird
very
undude. Man. They got to stop. They got to
very
undude. Very undude.
Yeah, he should have been ushered out to Apple Cheeks. Yes, absolutely, man. And then they give him the,
now,
the big
great.
Award of the night, you know. Oh, you're so great.
They ushered out Sam Peckinpah. Why not usher out that guy?
Can't take a joke. Because he's fucking royalty out there in Hollywood.
He's a pissant.
Can't take it. You know, he's the big guy.
Clean
well,
rap boy.
Here we are, recorded on tape before a live audience. It's the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
I quit watching the Oscars, I'm going to say 25 years ago.
I stopped when they completely snubbed Alan for the best movie Alan ever did, that Midnight in Paris.
Ah, that's right. You used to be an Oscar boy.
Yeah. Fuck them. They gave him the Oscar for the screenplay because they couldn't have, there's no way in hell they could have completely snubbed him on that. I mean, that was a brilliant script. But everything else, it should have been up. It should have been up for everything. Oh, fuck them.
Well, shit happens, man.
Uh-huh.
Well, there are the Possum Lounge. Getting back to our
Possum Lounge.
There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
In her grumpy gnome identity.
How is your grumpy gnome? When are you going to take a picture of that? Show us your grumpy gnome. I mean, we all know it well and haven't seen it.
Oh, you never saw it? It was on Maggie C. posted a picture of it.
Oh, you know what? I think I did see that a while back, yeah.
Yeah, he's grumpy with his arms crossed, looking pissed off.
Grumpy.
Yeah. Right.
Looking like he just insulted his wife.
The bitch slapped one of the other gnomes. One of the sailors on the porch. Yeah, thank you for coming, Applebee's.
Sweet Alice.
Grand of you to join us. And there's Daddy G.
Daddy G.
Doesn't he
have a show on that Block Talk?
Indeed he does, sir. Indeed. Indeedly doodly. He has a program called A Night with Daddy G.
Dig it.
Where the fuck's all my mute? I got like 8 fucking thousand million jillion files here, and I can't find anything to play. It's like a woman with a closet full of shoes. I got nothing to wear. Alright. Yeah, thanks for coming, Daddy G. 9 o'clock.
G.
Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Man. I had a big Saturday night this week. That was a biggie. Drive to Cleveland, man. Oof.
Yeah. Not nice.
Burp piece, man. Those storms and everything up there. Coming, sir. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
She has not seen Chris Rock get bitch slapped yet.
She will.
But it's an easy one to find.
Uh-huh. Like the Melendez guy falling off the high wire. You'll see it.
I know it would be like, air quotes, to be a toxic male, it would be pussy to file charges against him.
Yeah.
For Chris Rock. But he should file charges against him. I mean, I don't think he should go to jail, but I think he should get the, you know, the $100,000 fine or something.
Yep.
Just to slap him back and say, look, you can't go around hitting other people. That's just not acceptable behavior. And it sets a bad example.
Yes, it does. The Academy should.
I think you should pay some sort of penalty. Getting off scot-free and getting awarded. That's the irony.
Yeah.
He gets a big award at the end of the show. Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm a
Take it
cunt
back.
Myself, but thank you for the statue.
For being a protector of a family. Which he is.
I know. Is it a stretch of the imagination to figure that he probably has smacked his wife a time or two?
Yeah,
if you're that,
I can see that.
If you're that, you know, I don't hit. I've never hit anybody.
No, there's
since I was a little kid. You know, as an adult male, I've never punched anybody or slapped anybody.
Uh-huh.
Stupid, man. Not like that. Anything's like that. There's Dr. K. Wouldn't be showing
up.
I hope
his career.
Yeah, I hope it does. He deserves it just for the Wild Wild West.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, let me see how my computer search went. Well, I got getting jiggy with it, but I don't think it's blown up. No, it's the whole song. I must have downloaded it to blow up, and I never did. Oh, well. That's a shame. That's back in 2012.
Wow.
Doing this shit for a while, man.
Oh, Christ.
You know? Look out. I'm going to search in the other one real quick here.
Go for it.
Go. Yeah. Switch. All right. Meanwhile, G.T. Trenton has arrived. No, he was here first, man.
Oh, G.T. Trenton.
He staked his claim early.
Yes, he did.
Mound. G.T. Trenton, thanks for coming, sir. Strongest GTO. Man on the internets. He's no items. I don't know. We might have blown him up in that, you know, in the lost episodes.
Yeah.
Work on that for Friday. We'll blow him up Friday. Bastard.
Blow up his ass.
Daddy G says people who are easily offended are easily manipulated.
Okay. All right.
I agree with that. I suppose yes. But yeah, that's not good. That's no way to behave.
No.
Thanks coming, GT. Society. Like our old pal Ope. I can never see Ope would never charge a stage
never.
And smack Chris
no.
Rock. I could not
never.
Imagine that. Maybe The Rock. Yeah, I could see him.
Oh, he kicked The Rock. Yeah.
Go toe to toe with The Rock.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Man, what a dope. What a dope. You're a real tough guy. You know?
You're a big, smack big Christian. Big Christian guy, too.
Yeah, yeah. Smack the little guy. Oh, yeah. Boy, you tough guy. Yeah.
Crying like a fucking wet.
Yeah,
he's
crying again. I need, what does he need?
I just
want
a bigger vessel of love.
Yeah. Vessel of love. Well, then don't be smacking people in the mush.
And Denzel tells him about the fucking your highest moment, the devil come and take you or some bullshit like that. Where do these people fucking live? What is this world? Hollywood, man. That's fucking fantasy world, man.
Hollywood, baby. Oh, Hollywood. Well, what are you going to do, man?
Yep. Stay away from them.
I guess you could watch my Italian movies.
There you go.
All right. Well, and in the on the phone, you can't get in the lounge anymore. Why were you banned from the lounge? I forget.
Got a new laptop and don't have all the information I was supposed to have.
Oh, I thought it was
I just remembered.
Platform.
I got a Gmail address, so I might be coming back. I'll work on that this week.
All right, cool, man.
It won't be RJ Gumby, but.
Maybe he'll return
there
in some
go.
Form or other.
Hopefully this will work.
Yeah, but he's the Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking. And there they are. Like I said, what'd I say? Live and in color. There they are, the Possum Lounge.
With
man.
Cheese.
Yeah. Yes, hey, hey.
With your super host, Commodore X.
As the Beaver. Hey.
He's his own grandpa.
Now, many, many years ago, when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter, had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon the two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became the brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, that also made him brother of the widow's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so, for I'm my own grandpa. My father's wife then had a son who kept him on the run, and he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue, because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. If my wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
He's his own grandpa.
It's a that he is.
Yeah. Cocksucker! Oh, yeah!
Mr. Woo.
Grandpa Jones is his own grandpa.
Jones.
I think that's like one of those categories on the porn site. Your own grandpa. You're your own grandpa. Ooh, that's kinky.
Interesting.
Gee.
Have you ever stopped to listen and follow that? If it made sense?
I tried a couple times and it made my brain hurt. It's a toughie. In fact, we did the other version, the more famous version on the Possum years and years ago, and we tried to do it, everybody, and, you know, we set it up, and everybody get a pencil and paper and figure this out, but nobody could follow it. Just one of those things makes your brain hurt. I don't know. It's like, you know, why is the moon made of green cheese? I don't know. Do you know? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Just things. Have to accept it as fact and move on.
Which I do, of course.
Oh, man, I nailed Jeopardy tonight, man.
Yeah?
Should have been on that bitch tonight. Woo! Let's see. You want to do the Jeopardy? Do the Jeopardy question? See if Hope can come up with this.
My money's on Hope.
I was like 90% confident I had the right answer on the final Jep. Okay, what is the final Jeopardy question? The category is sports history. Are you ready, Ope? Daddy G, please participate. Anybody can just participate. This is Open Jeopardy. Final Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
We're in Jeopardy now. Jeopardy land. Got my Jeopardy music. I should have some good Jeopardy music here. H-I-J, right? Where's Jeopardy, man? Fuck, man. It's too confusing here.
I'll wait on us anyway. We can do it to this music.
That ain't happening. One more, wait, one more. No, it's not going to be there. Is he going to be there? Is he going to be here? Going to be here? And it's not there either. All right, well, good. This has been a fun trip down my overclogged thing here. All right, yeah. So anyway, here's some Jeopardy music. This one. Okay. The final Jeopardy category is sports history. Here's the question, or here's the answer. You have to give them the questions. Taking the mound for Cleveland in 1948, he was the first African-American to pitch in a World Series. Huh?
There you go.
I give him a minute to answer. But,
Well, repeat the question.
Repeat the question.
Why we're doing this.
Yeah. Taking the mound for the Cleveland, then Indians, now Guardians, whatever the fuck. Taking the mound for Cleveland in 1948, he was the first African-American to pitch in a World Series. Ah, Daddy G, ding, 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 ding.
There you go. You got
dingity,
it.
Dingity, 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 dingity.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Right, man.
Good. Okay. I made the answer on it.
Satchel Paige, man.
Satchel Paige. Oh, okay. Good. Cool.
Yeah.
I was a little distracted. I just realized it's my brother's birthday today, so I had to send him a happy B-Day.
Oh. Absolutely.
Not that I know that anyway.
Alright, Daddy G gets a year's supply.
Alright.
Courtesy of Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills.
Dicker and Dicker.
Yeah, it's one of them gangbang flicks. Dicker and Dicker. So anyways, yeah, Satchel Paige, man. He was like 42 years old, I think, he started his first World Series.
42? Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. Well, he pitched most of his career in the Negro Leagues.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until 1947 that they even allowed him to play on the same field with the white guys, man.
There you go. And Woody named Rollin after him, or whatever. However, Rollin.
That's right. That's right.
That
was it?
Name.
I thought. I always thought it was after.
Well, it was a combination. Though. Yeah, it was a combination of both. But he's a
Satchel.
Big baseball, basketball fan. He's Alan likes that.
Yeah, Satchel Paige, one of the great characters of baseball. Definitely. Daddy G's already got a decade's supply, so he's good. Daddy G says Paige was the second black Major League Baseball player, but I think it was Larry Doby, his teammate. Outfielder Larry Doby was the second guy.
Larry Doby.
But I'm not going to argue. But they're both in Hall of Fame. So, yeah, Cleveland was the first team in the American League to desegregate. And guess who was the last team to desegregate? Boston. Boston. Fuck, man. They didn't have a black guy until, like, I think 1960.
No shit. They held
yeah.
out that long?
They fucking held out for a long time, man. They didn't think the fans would accept it, man.
Bunch of Irish drunks.
Different age, man. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. People, like, you know, the farther you go back in time, like, the more dick-like people are. I don't know what that is. The expanding dick theory in history. You've heard of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
There's chart wheels and everything that explain
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's like a pie chart and a uh-huh. the dick There's more dicks as you go backward in time. That's why Putin is such an obvious dick. There's not as many dicks around now. And he's,
that's right.
You know, he's sticking out like a sort of, like a dick, I guess.
Like,
yeah.
Like a big willy.
Yeah, like a Boner Monroe. Well, what are you going to do, man? That's a good idea, Hope says. He's not Googling the expanding dick theory.
You get those ads with a guy with a smile pointing down at his Johnson. That's a
good
classic,
indeed.
Man. I like that.
It is,
man.
A party in the USA.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
I'm not sure, but I think we played this one before, but
okay.
It's been, what, probably about 18, 19 years since we played this.
Okay.
Possibly. Could date back to that World Series game where Satchel Paige pitched. Remember that one? 48? Like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yeah. I was banging him out of the park in Jeopardy, man.
Sweet.
I'd have given him a run
today. If
you're
ever on the show, you'll be humming.
You know that, Jack. I pissing my pants. Straight right up the yin-yang. Forget everything. But, it, you know, but some nights there's, like, the categories are not in my ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
It was one of those Cliff Clavin nights, you know, where everything was lining up there.
That was classic, Brad.
Good times. Well, it's 3 minutes you'll never get back. That's all I got to say about it.
All right.
Take this.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, Rocky! Hey, Rocky! Does Rocky have something up his sleeve?
Up his sleeve? Up his sleeve?
Hey, Rocky! Does Rocky have something up his sleeve?
Up his sleeve? Up his sleeve?
Hey, Rocky! Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again!
I gotta get another hat.
Well, when we left that story last time, things were in terrible shape. Some of the nation's smartest geniuses were turning into complete idiots. It was all the fault of a mean little man from a mean little country.
Go on, say the name. Boris, say the name. Boris, say the name. I could use the publicity.
Give it up. Just a minute. This isn't the end.
No, but it won't be long now.
Good heavens.
Yes, armed with a weapon which fired clouds of a strange substance called goof gas, Boris was lowering the nation's IQ in a hurry. In desperation, the government sent for Bullwinkle J. Moose.
You cold?
Yeah, here's a letter for you, Bullwinkle.
Wowie!
Now, at this very moment, our heroes are hot on Boris's trail.
Just wait, Bullwinkle.
Little realizing that Boris is really lying in wait for them. So as our heroes rounded the corner,
take that, Moose and Squirrel.
It's like a beautiful beaver. Rock. Rock. I shall now be sick.
Who cares?
Rocky. Rocky, baby. Rocky. Rocky, baby. Rocky. Rocky, baby. Rocky, baby. Speak to me.
Sure. Who are you?
Who am I?
The effect on Rocky was immediate.
Sure.
Because Bootcast affects the brain.
And?
No brain.
So affect.
No brain.
So affect.
No brain. No brain. No brain.
So affect.
Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky. Hey, Rocky. Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
GTO's gonna... This is a goo. Man, all I can say to that is, yeah, or this
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, man.
I thought I got 3 minutes. I don't know if I've ever heard that one before.
Yeah, I think the same Boris Badenoff is the artist. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a couple of those maybe.
Classic cartoons, man.
Oh, the best. The best, man.
Yep.
Remember, I remember from Sunday, they were on Sundays. You get home from church there, and then they'd only be on there on ABC. What always bugged me about it, I never saw, like, the whole thing. I always saw, like, parts of stories. It was never, like, you know.
Okay.
Because it was episodic.
Yeah. They would go back to it, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it was a continuing story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over the weeks. Anyway. All right, Will Smith is a dick.
Yes.
For that. Here's...
And Putin.
Well, fuck Putin, yeah. Because I'm saying. Putin. The iconic Marilyn Monroe image that the silk screen by Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
1964.
Yeah.
Could become the most expensive 20th century artwork to be auctioned. They're figuring this bad boy is going to go for $200 million.
Jesus Christ.
$200 million.
And that's mostly like a snapshot that was silk screen type thing, you know?
Yeah. It's not like he's some great painter or something.
I just watched his 6-hour documentary on. Boy, that was like homophobia. All through that, man.
Yeah, he was an old Pittsburgher there. But he, man, I mean, he was an artist, I guess, you know.
There you go.
They come in all shapes and sizes.
That's a lot of scratch for that, right? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Nothing should be worth that much.
But it's iconic. It is iconic, man. It's iconic as fuck. Yeah. What are you going to do, man? I have a kind of cool one hanging up. It's got three Johnny Carson silk screens in different colors next to each other.
Okay.
Kind of an homage to that thing.
It made a lot of nice prints back in the day, those world things. And shirts.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
$200 million.
Jesus.
That's a lot
Christ.
Of money. Well, who, yes, I mean, if you got that kind of scratch,
you don't know what the hell to do with it.
Pry the dead people up between your toes, man. All right, this is embarrassing here. A confused traveler mistakes a stranger's home for his Airbnb. He's visiting Florida to a friend's wedding, and he arrived at what he thought was the Airbnb at 2 a.m. And he, you know, he came in. He came in the house and he looked around. There was a bedroom and a bed was made, ready to go. Clean towels. Sitting on a bed. So he climbed in. The next morning, he got woke up by a knock on the door. You know, the guy says, "Hey, can I help you? This is my house." And the guy says, "No, this is an Airbnb that I rented." And the guy goes, "No, this is my house."
That's wild.
They worked it out, and he's like, "Man, could have, you know, the guy could have come out shooting." So,
yeah, exactly. You lucked out there. Should have been woken up by a couple of cops. The guy took a chance on that to himself.
Yeah, true.
You don't know what kind of lunatic he is.
In your crib, right?
Yeah.
He says, "You be sure to triple check his Airbnb addresses from now on." His name was Drexler. Drexler.
Give us 5 stars anyway.
Where was that one thing? Oh, this one. This is a couple weeks old. I keep missing it. A box of human heads was stolen from a Denver truck.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's like the head, you know, what is it, 6 heads in a duffel bag movie?
Yeah, yeah.
A thief broke into a freight truck in Denver, March 5th, and got a box of human heads.
What are they transporting human heads around for?
Let's see. Just rolling here. The unknown suspect stole a dolly and a box labeled exempt human specimen. Box was full of human heads meant to be used for medical research. So, you know.
Okay, all right.
People donated their body and now their head is missing. So if you come across any heads you're not so sure about, call the Crime Stoppers in the Metro Denver area at 720-913-2000. And tips can be submitted anonymously.
Imagine how much fun you can have with heads. You can put heads in. That's what I would have left in that guy's Florida house.
Bring me the head of Alfredo Garcia. I finally did get to see that movie, and it was awesome.
It was. It's a great movie. Yeah.
That was a great movie, man. Fucking love Warren Oates.
Peckinpah's finest.
Peckinpah, Warren Oates, man. You can't fucking go wrong. Peckinpah didn't do Dillinger, did he? No. But that was a good one. Well, really, Warren Oates was really coming into his own, man.
Oh, yeah.
They could do soon. Yeah. And a couple starring roles in the big Gandolfini.
There you go. Well, he was the big toe.
What's that?
That's what Warren Oates was, the big toe, man, and Stripes.
Oh, right.
Big toe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably, what was that, second to last movie or something?
Yeah.
Must have died around that time. Yeah.
Early 80s, mid 80s.
Yeah.
All right. We got Animal World weird news. Animal World.
We like that. We like the Animal World.
A Wisconsin bar was like a whole herd of deer just like ran up to the place, crashed the windows and shit, and then ran away. They have a video of it. It's like a gang of deer, man. Just like,
oh,
just
fuck
this place. Crash. And ran around.
Imagine they could do some damage, huh?
Yeah, especially, you get one in your house. Holy crap.
Oh, Christ.
It's, they're not, GT's gone. Later, GT. You're going to miss a great yodel.
Got to get up early.
Yeah. You can't stay up for the yodel anymore. All right, well, we're in the thing there with the...
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
That's right.
And
it's not a snake, it's a bear. A bear got stuck in this guy's mudroom in New Hampshire.
Uh-huh.
I'll make a video of that. Fucking bear.
I now know
pantry.
What a mudroom is.
Yeah, you know, in the porch.
Thanks for you and Wendy. I now know what a mudroom is.
Yeah, yeah. Come in, knock your boots off and whatnot in the back. So the guy had to go outside, go around and open the door to the mudroom and then beat it. And then the bear finally made his way out of Haas. But
Jesus,
that's
Christ.
Another one. You don't want deer in your Haas. You don't want bears in your Haas.
Exactly.
Now, one thing you do want in your Haas, especially if it's burning down, is a loyal damn dog.
Okay. What happened here?
Rhode Island, man. A family's house caught on fire, and a heroic dog was, like, going around waking everybody up.
Oh, sweet. See that? That's
Cooter.
What you're supposed to do.
Cooter. He did
Cooter?
His job, man. He come through with flying colors, man.
I hope
everybody
he got a
out.
Fucking treat.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Everybody got out cool. Cooter was cool. You know, fuck Putin. Basically.
Fuck.
Yeah. I got some world records, but I don't have anything from Idaho.
I'll lay some of you on.
All right, do some records. Get these out of the way, man. Backing up. where the hell is it, man? Where's my Guinness Book of World Record music? You know, everybody's just on the edge of their seats here.
I know I am.
All right, did we do the most chicken nuggets eaten in 1 minute? No.
I don't think so.
We did a different one. That was the Big Macs. The chick that ate... Oh, my God, that was disgusting.
I don't remember that. We did
this woman
Big
ate,
Macs?
Yeah, remember that she ate, like, I don't know, how many fucking Big Macs in, like, 60 seconds
Christ.
Or something.
That's a lot of beef. That's a woman after my own heart right there.
But this one seems like a cinch.
Yeah.
A woman eats 19 chicken nuggets in 1 minute?
I don't see that. They're little fucking things.
Fuck yeah, man. I could do 19 nuggets in a minute.
You
19
can put
nuggets
in your mouth
19
at one time.
Second.
Up, going. Yeah.
Bam, bam. But yeah, man, you can fire them fuckers down, man. I don't get that. If I was a guy in Idaho, chicken nuggets, just saying. All right. A nod is as good as a wink to a blind man. Now,
exactly.
252 people wearing lion costumes set a world record in Ireland. Why? I don't know. It was the Wicklow and District Lions Club, and they teamed up with students and teachers from the nearby Dominican College.
Christ.
Most people assembled all in. They only had to beat 250, and they got two extra dudes. In lion costumes. Congratulations. That's
all right. There you
I'm sure I'm sure they, you know, raise money doing this shit.
I hope they did.
Hope said Atticus does 5 in a minute. Like nuggets. Yeah, but he's not competing, man. I'll bet you if he's competing.
Yeah, exactly.
You knew there was a prize involved, man.
GT Trent, that's right up his alley.
GT could do that. I might not be able to do it now, man. When I was younger, I could eat like a horse, but...
He threw it with the hot sauce. Beat that record with the hot sauce.
I would eat I would put hot sauce on them McNuggets. That's the best way to eat them. All right. A man climbs 1,444 stairs... while wearing an exoskeleton to earn a world record. He's paralyzed from the waist down, and he got fitted with a robotic exoskeleton that allows him to walk upright. And he holds the record now for climbing. Congratulations to him.
Yeah.
I'm at the top of a 51-story building,
impressive.
Man.
Yeah.
6 hours and 16 minutes, man. Hats off to that cat, man.
Huh?
That's fucking bravery.
That's a lot
bravery
of fucking steps, man. What was he stealing?
It was British, man, top of the London skyscraper.
Okay.
So the Leadenhall building, 51 stories, man. So good for him, man.
Yeah.
That guy's hero. That's a heroic record there. Persevere. Okay, here we go. This is a really dumb one. The world's largest face mask.
Yeah.
27 feet and 3 inches by 15 feet and 9 inches. It was the Motex Healthcare Corporation. Yay.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Go away.
It serves no purpose. Okay.
Get away from me with the face mask. Sorry. I'm tired of... Man, one good thing about the face mask, though, you meant to make sure to always have your teeth brushed when you left the house.
Yeah.
Because, boy, man, you ever pick up, like, a mask, you used it once, the trip to the store, you pick it up again, you put it on, you go, oh, geez.
Ooh, yeah.
This is not good.
Day-old cigar smell.
It's a bad breath. All right. Dad sets a Guinness record pushing quintuplets in a half marathon. This guy's pretty cool. A runner in California completed a race 2 hours, 19 minutes while pushing his quintuplets in a stroller, in a quintuplet in stroller, say. Five babies in a row there. But they're like almost toddlers. 5 4-year-olds. Yikes.
Jesus Christ.
Man.
Jesus.
Hey, you know that life you wanted to have? Forget about it. You got 5 kids. Sheesh. All right. Well, congratulations for him.
Yeah.
Moving right along, the youngest opera singer has been certified at age 7. Lovely young lady. Yes, professional. Had a professional gig at age 7. Victory Brinker. Age 7 years, 314 days. Pittsburgh Public Theater. Hey, there you go. She's from Latrobe. Started singing at age 2.
Jesus. Opera, too.
Her, man. Yeah.
I'm singing it. Opera. Isn't that like mostly another language?
Ooh. Yeah, a lot of it's in Italian ones. Italian operas. There's German ones, too. You know, we love the Germans. This should have been in the animal file here. A North Carolina Police Department rescued an owl from a family's kitchen.
You don't want that either.
Yeah, he got in there and he was chilling and they didn't know what to do, so they called the authorities and they named him Steve and they captured him without much of a...
Steve the owl.
Yeah, what Steve. He didn't put up any struggle or anything, and so there he was.
Okay.
They released him into the wild on his own recognizance, if you will.
I like that Multi told you, actually. Bolt Liquor Man told you to get an owl when you had a mouse problem. There's no problem. Get an owl.
Get an owl, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It will take care of some mice. Yeah. Dude, I don't know how he got in the crib, but... Steve was a nice owl. Got along with everybody. But man, I had an owl come at me one time in the barn. I went up into the barn and a big owl comes swooping down out of the rafters.
Oh man.
And it buzzed me. I was like, whoa! Big old fucker,
Jesus.
Man. Scared the shit out of me. Cause I was a, you know, pussy. But yeah, I spread that out.
Well, you're not expecting it either.
Yeah, I know. It just scares you. Startles you. Okay, one more. This is it. A dad. Oh, we just did that one. The dad with the thing. Okay. And that's it. There's no more news. Well, there's a war. Ukraine's kicking the Russians' ass, which is great. And hopefully... Putin will give up this bullshit and we can move on to fucking greener pastures. How's that?
That's what we're all working for.
That's my editorial comment. Thank you very much.
And I take it.
This is Eric Severud signing off.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Deserves an encore.
It was in my Facebook memories yesterday. Went, oh yeah, I kicked ass, man. I bet you most people forgot about that. I did. So,
it's one of those songs that stay with you. You'll be singing that for a while.
That's a beauty, man. Gotta love Jerry Reed. Gotta love Jim Croce.
Yeah.
You gotta love it. Oh, you gotta love Jeopardy. You gotta love Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige is one of the more interesting dudes in baseball history. Just he's a funny. He was a baseball philosopher. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
He said, "What'd he say?" He never looked over his shoulder because he never knew who might be gaining on him or something like that. That was
right.
Something like that. Keep moving, man.
The best thing.
So I took an aspirin yesterday, and I went, you know, man, I'm down to the, you know, fuck, it's probably about, you know, it's like a bottle of 300 aspirin.
Yeah.
Down to like 30 or so aspirins, you know, getting really close to the end. I'll go, man, you know, I don't often finish a bottle of aspirin like that.
I got to get back into doing it.
That's pretty good. So then I go, yeah, they're not even expired, are they? Get my glasses out. Oh, August 2017. Well, I guess that just a little. They don't smell like. I always do the. Okay, they do. They do smell.
A little sniff test.
Yeah, they do smell. I haven't been paying attention. But anyway, I got to get some new aspirin. Why don't they sell? I need like to get 100 tablets, maybe. Okay. Better. Or, you know, 300.
I keep trying to do that. I keep getting, every year, I keep saying I'm going to take these aspirin and everything to thin out the blood, and I end up stopping.
Oh, yeah, for the, yeah, that's why I take them. I just take one.
Yeah.
Like when I feel like, you know, I feel like Gandolfini coming on.
Yeah.
Pop an aspirin.
Yeah, pop a few, yeah.
I just one. Hell, they got the ones for the heart attacks and shit are just 86 milligrams of aspirin. They're real teeny tiny ones. That's all you need is just a little hit of the
when
shit.
When I was having my Heaney and I called for an ambulance, they told me to take 6 of them.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that would shock your vessels open.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it ripped the shit out of your stomach.
Yeah, they told me
pop 6. Need to get some fresh aspirin. Now, when I have like a backache from working, I like to take those naproxen sodium or Aleve is the brand name.
Oh, okay.
Those work really well, especially in the gel tabs. Those are great. But they work really well. Portions of this program were bought to you by over-the-counter drugs. Man, they should give us like a fucking $1 million just for that.
I think so.
I think it's a fair.
Or 100 capsules.
Okay, let's just say $650,000. Make it an even number. What do you think? Yeah.
There you go.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yo! It's yodeling time, ladies and gentlemen.
Line right clean in the jaw. Oh,
right cleaning the jaw. Picked up his tail, dragged him across the floor. Dragged him across the floor. I chained him up in the back of my truck. Oh, in the back of my truck. Said, what's that you had to say about love? Oh, lady, that you said about love. The first place I took him was 10 miles away. Oh, 10 miles away. Oh, the people, listen what this line can say. Oh, lady, what this line can say. The line looked round, he started to cry. Oh, he started to cry. This man punched me and he blackened my eye, oh lady, and he blackened my eye. The people got angry, they started to shout, oh lady. Lion said, that's what I was talking about, oh lady, oh. He hauled me up the courthouse stairs. Oh, up the courthouse stairs. The judge was a monkey in an old wicker chair. Oh, lady, in an old wicker chair. The monkey said guilty and the people all cheered. Oh, the people all cheered. Slammed his gavel, said 25 years. Oh, lady, said 25 years. Hey, my. Talking lion again, oh, talking lion again.
Bow, bow.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Chief. I was looking at my notes over there. You know how it is. Anyhow.
Hope it wasn't one of those guys dressed like a lion.
Yodelay-hee.
Yeah, huh?
And that. I don't think I came up with this one. But, put it out there. You know, the two little broads, the Republican broads that are psychopaths. In the House of Representatives.
Yeah, not too familiar.
Got the cute brunette and then the dopey-looking blonde.
Eh?
Anyway, I wrote down Congressional Karens. So, I thought that fit. That was apt.
You got it.
Yeah, Congressional Karens. Luckily, those... The House gets, they weed that out every 2 years. I used to think that was a stupid waste of time, but, not so much anymore. You know, people get in there and extinguish themselves pretty quickly sometimes.
Constantly moving.
Yeah, move them out there. Move them out there. Oh, boy, we're burning daylight here, gang.
flying by, baby.
Yeah, I don't think I got anything else here. Golly gosh.
Putin's a dick. Will Smith's
Putin's a dick. Oh, and a big payoff was the new windshield wipers. Holy.
Okay. So you was tested with all this snow and everything, huh?
Yeah, that was the best.
Okay.
I spent nearly $50 on the pair.
Huh?
And that's a pretty good tag for windshield wipers, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it was worth every penny.
Good.
Man.
Good.
I was laughing. I was laughing at the shit coming out of your tires in front of me. Fuck you. I don't need... I just have the wipers.
You scared me.
But that's how I got to wash the truck now. It's, like, covered with, like, shit, you know. Whatever that snow remnant is that you get.
Shit.
All the crap the other cars spew on you. Anyhow. Yeah, it's a good yodel, man. Good one. Good find there, Professor R.J. Gumby.
That was me?
Oh, I'm blaming that one on you, dude.
Oh, okay.
Molson Canadian.
What are...
So, I guess until the French press of Bel Air slaps us all in the face, say goodnight, everybody.
I'm glad social media is going down on him. Good.
Chris Rock needs...
It was well-loved in his day.
Chris Rock needs to just say nothing, man. For like, you know,
that's
fucking,
it. Yep.
I got nothing. I got nothing. Guys twisting in the wind.
There you
Olsen
go.
Canadian. Oh, thank you very much, Apple Cheeks. It was, you know, my goodness. Gumby was very good. I was just... Oh. Mediocre at best. Which I always used to think mediocre. I always thought mediocre meant like, you know, kind of like in the middle. No, it means poor.
Yeah.
It's poor. It means below average.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's not a cool thing. No. No.
Okay.
Not in the middle.
You break the word down, it says middle.
It means you suck. Say goodnight, everybody!
Good night, everybody!
Energize!
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. And Joan of Arc with the law to guide her. She was a sister who really cooked. And Isadora was the first broad burner. And ain't you glad that she showed up?
Oh yeah.
And when the country was falling apart, Betsy Ross got it all sewed up. And then there's Maud. Demonstrated, super civil, liberated, right on, Maud. Now, sweet Liz Estrada laid it on the fellow. You stop the war or you sleep alone. Columbus made it cause of Isabella. Went out and practically hocked her throne. Annie Oakley was a real straight shooter. Man, she really knocked him dead.
Oh, yeah.
And Queen Elizabeth, rough as it was, kept her cool, so she kept her head. And then there's Maud. Militant and independent, declarating MS Maud. Go ahead, Maud. Do your thing, baby.
got it all tuned up. And then there's more.
And then there's more.
Oh, then there's more.
And then there's more.
Demonstrated, super civil, liberated. Right on, Maud! Yeah! Go ahead, Maud! Bring it all down the front. Do your thing, Maud!
Missed it by that much.
Tommy! Hey, man. Well done, sir.
All right. Well, all right. Fun show. Fun. I like that Sammy Davis version. Rock.
Yeah.
Sammy,
I think we played
it.
That before, too.
Oh, I'm sure. That's all right. Sammy's got
really
a lot. We gotta bring a lot of Sammy in.
I turned Bogey on to Sammy.
Yeah?
And Joe Williams, who opened the show with the Count Basie band.
Okay. Yeah,
you remember you?
Hack Dab in the
you
middle?
Know the one? Yeah, that one, yeah. And then his big one, the one he loved was Every Day I Get the Blues.
Oh, yeah.
I had a live tape of that one with the Basie band. Every day. He's like, play that thing, man. Play that one I like. Get motivated in the mornings. The old slave shop. All right, man. Well, thanks for participating in this
fun time. I enjoyed
fruitless
it,
effort. Yeah, it's a. Oh, and I forgot to mention Fjord Prefect. I hope everything's all right with. Ford.
Yeah.
I didn't get a note from his mother, so
okay.
You know, we might have to have a parent-teacher conference. I'm not sure. See, we'll have to see. So if he does listen to the archives, tag, you're it. There you go. All right, man. So I don't know about Friday, man, because I got a gig till 9. But I figure it's real close. I don't know. Might just, well.
If it's close, forget it.
Might have to scotch Monday too, man.
Yeah. All right.
The season's upon me, man.
Uh-huh. Right.
I actually have like cash flow. How cool is that?
Nice.
Oh, man. All right, dude. Well, I'll let you know.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, on that note.
Maud was recorded on tape before a live audience.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.